Today is Friday, October the 23rd. And the reading, hold on. The reading from Baruch, people are in exile. And they go over their history of not listening to God, not believing God, not obeying God. And so they are always being conquered or in exile. There's a great lesson there for us. Isaiah 45, I'm the Lord, there is no other. Turn to me, all you kingdoms of the earth, and be saved. There is no other, I swear by myself. Me, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that I am the Lord. And then a great reading from St. Augustine on how the Spirit intercedes for us and prays for us. Because we don't know. We just don't know. And then Magnificat today. A great reading on Jesus, how he has 1 foot in time, 1 foot in eternity, he alone being God and man, can stand inside time and history, but also being God, stand in eternity. He bridges a gap like a great bridge going over a great abyss. So our time on this earth is in time, but when we enter eternity, we enter into God. We enter into no time. There is no time in eternity. So we'll either spend eternity with God or eternity without God. So our life on this earth has eternal consequences. Jesus says in John 11, 26, he who believes in me, he who lives and believes in me, will never die. That's eternity. John also says eternal life is to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. So eternal life is knowing God, knowing Jesus. If we don't know God, we don't know Jesus. Then we will have eternity without God, without Jesus. And that, by definition, is hell. So our life on this earth is very important. And we can't be like the Jews, who did not listen to their God, did not obey their God, did not listen to his voice. His voice today says, I am the Lord, there is no other God but me. Turn to me and be saved.